In retrospect, the years of struggle will strike you as the most beautiful. This quote is credited to Sigmund Freud, an Austrian neurologist and the founder of Psychoanalysis. Welcome to our talk show. My name is Andreas. I'm your host today. And we will continue with our discussion on company culture by looking into different aspects of mental health and well-being. For these topics, I have invited Anna and Richard.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome. Perhaps you can introduce yourself to our viewers a bit. Let's start with Anna.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for having me here today. And my name is Anna Broda, and I'm an HR business partner for Global Delivery Centers and Senior Vice President Human Resources for T-Systems International. I'm very happy to be here today with you guys to facilitate a discussion on mental health, because as an HR professional, I do care, because mental health is very important for employee engagement, productivity, and well-being. Thank you for having me.
Yep. Welcome also to everyone. My name is Richard Baccio. I am a global talent broker and also an internal career coach and career strategist. And in my business time, I'm also doing a facilitation of Journey to Mindfulness, a product from Deutsche Telekom. So happy to be here with you.
Very good. It's great to have you here today. Thank you. Okay. Well, I started with Sigmund Freud, right? That is probably a little bit bold to continue a discussion on company culture. But ultimately, the quote is about embracing struggles as opportunities for growth and developing resilience and also perseverance. And here we are, right? That connects us to mental health. As usual, I would like to outline the agenda a little bit at the beginning for our viewers, in unlikely case some of you want to fast forward. So we're going to speak a little bit about mental health now. We're coming up with a definition and discuss that. We will talk about the workplace as a major contributor to mental health. We will discuss proactive mitigations. We will touch the area of hybrid working, new working models, and technology and its impact. And last but not least, we also need to speak about talent and retention. So that's what's on the menu today. And I would like to start now with a definition. And to me, a good definition is the following one. Mental health is a state of mental well-being that enables people to cope with the stress of life, realize their abilities, learn well and work well, and of course, contribute to their community as well. Well, that's not a definition I came up with, right? This is the definition of the World Health Organization, but I think it's very good for starting this discussion. And that brings me already to my first question. So Anna, based on that definition, can you elaborate a little bit how important mental health is for you, and is there a need for action?
I think it's a really very good definition for one particular reason, because it definitely outlines that mental health is not just about feeling good. Mental health is about how we, how individuals or groups, how we function in society and communities, and how well we cope with stress, how resilient we are, how we learn, and how we grow. So you can approach this topic from different angles. I would like to quickly outline a few. First of all, we need to look into need for action for individual well-being, because mental health impacts our relationships, how we work, how productive we are, how we build a relationship outside of work in communities. It also coming with the topic of stigma and discrimination, how we integrate or disintegrate people with mental health disabilities in our societies. It brings a topic, a need for action in the area of economic productivity. I think it goes without saying, it's a usual suspect, but also social responsibility. It's not only about individuals. I think it's a collective effort to make sure that we as living in ecosystems, in societies and communities, we feel okay and we perform and we bring compassion into everything we do. And as an employer, we can definitely contribute in many aspects by facilitating social debates and by introducing different policies and practices.
Absolutely. And that already looks to me like we have a lot of discuss today. Richard, also from your side as a warm-up. So what are the relevant determinants of mental health for you in both ways? Yeah. What can we do to protect, but also what is there perhaps undermining mental health?
Yep. So especially in the business sphere and in corporations, I think that the most important determinants are emotions, which are often underestimated and not really recognized in the business space, but also the overall stress level, which we are dealing with during the 9-to-5 job. And I would say it's also the capacity to keep the energy level. So while speaking about the emotions, it's how you can have them in the business setting and that they positively can affect overall relationships. And it's not so easy to have them, especially in a virtual communication when you are exchanging emails and chats. Yeah, you can use emoticons, but it feels super flat compared to hugging someone and being able to see the whole posture of someone. Regarding the stress level, it's super important to give yourself breaks, because this is one of the determinants which you cannot just stop by logging out from work. You are bringing your stress level to the next hours and also to the sleep. So it's super important to mitigate it already during the business hours. And regarding the overall energy capacity, between 9 and 5, most amount of people are having the highest levels of energy. But wouldn't it be nice when you can start your private life with still full of energy after 5 o'clock?
Makes me thinking, and I just recognized I did not check my sleeping score today. And also 9 to 5 is probably the time where we are working in terms of visible working, but probably lots of us are even connected to work-related topics much longer, right? Which brings me already to the topic of company culture, right? Let's connect our discussion into that direction. And I was researching a little bit of data, and I found data from Forbes, but also from McKinsey, which basically say that the workplace can be a leading contributor to the deterioration of employees' mental health. So now we are talking about the dark side, you know, of this story, and also the emotional well-being. And data I found says that 1 in 3 Americans say their mental health is negatively impacted by their jobs, right? This is according to the research of the Society of Human Resource Management. And the numbers go like this: 30% of 1,000 workers feel overwhelmed at work, and 29% says their job make them feel anxious at least once a week. Well, this data speaks for itself. Anna, this is US-based data, right? Do we have similar data points for Europe as well? Perhaps the situation in Europe looks different. What's your view on that?
Unfortunately, situation in Europe is no different from what was outlined in the research in the United States. I brought it with me some EU-based data. So data from the European Agency for Safety and Health at Work. They conducted a survey in 2022 to check mental health and well-being of the employees. And let me quote a few results for you guys. 37 of respondents reports that the overall fatigue increased because of workload and work-related issues. 27 of respondents report that work made them feel more anxious, stressed out, and depressed. Respondent also indicated a few psychological risk factors that they were exposed to in work, and 47 contributed it to severe time pressure and work overload, 26% to poor communication and cooperation within their own organization, 18%, and this is really interesting, indicated lack of autonomy and lack of influence of the pace, content, and processes at work, 16% to violence and verbal abuse, and 7% to harassment or bullying at workplace. So knowing those statistics, it absolutely goes without saying that mental health care is very important, and we really need to tackle those topics because many of them are contributed to organizational factors, workload, how we shape our work, how we enable our employees. And when you look at it, you can look at it from an angle of occupational hazard these days, right? We traditionally contribute occupational hazard to traditional physical injuries, illnesses, or harm, which prevents you from work. But as we are all knowledge workers, mental health is one of the most important topics in order to mitigate occupational hazard.
Thank you. Well, not so much difference in terms of the numbers in comparison to the US data. And whilst this was a rhetorical question, I also brought some data from Deutsche Telekom IT Solutions Slovakia with me. And we have a work-life coaching program. We discussed about this already in one of our earlier talk shows. And well, let me quote some anonymous data here. About 600 people reached out in a period of a couple of months to this work-life coaching program hotline, and 25% of the topics to be discussed or to be reported or to be asked were mental health topics. And thereof, it was stress, work-life balance, exhaustion, burnout, prevention, and emotional overload. So very similar to the numbers or data points you just gave us before. Well, we are very proud to have such kind of program in place. Nevertheless, it's a reactive program. So you reach out if you feel like you have troubles, you want to consult. I would like to discuss with you now, Richard, is there also more proactive measures? Is there some newer trends how to support in potential mental stress situations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So first of all, many thanks to Human Dynamics. I personally had the chance in the past to try out the benefits of this program. I try out the coaching and also meeting with the psychologist in the pre-COVID era, also face to face. And I can imagine that this can be a hurdle for our people, and it can be a boundary to meet those people, because there is a cliche in the society that if you go to a psychologist or to a therapist, then something might be super wrong with you. But what's wrong with having a headache, or what's wrong with having a broken leg? It can be repaired. And when I see the benefits of proactively doing something on the area of mental health, is I think it's super important to do something preventively. If you want to run a marathon, or if you want to be having a better shape, you also go to the gym. So you need to do something with it. And especially for ICT companies and telecommunication company like we are, our workers are knowledge workers. So the number one tool they are using in work is their mind. And without a strong mind, we cannot be a strong company on the market. And also, it's then difficult at home if you use your mind only at work, and then at home you give only 20%, then your family and your friends, your spouse, they won't be really happy. So prevention in mental health is super important. And the question is what we can do. And luckily, we are one of the front runners also on the corporate level. And we anchored in our company, in the global headquarters, a team and a tribe, which handle organizational mindfulness. And we are offering products like Tiny Habits, We especially, I would like to emphasize the helping video for starting a meeting, which is called 1 minute to arrive. The nice thing is that you can also find it on YouTube and in different languages. And that's not all. We have also a community of mindfulness practitioners. And I proudly say that I am one of them, a mindfulness pioneer. So happy to also elaborate deeper with the people with interest, how to become a mindfulness facilitator, and how Telecom really invests in this topic, like a mental health and mindfulness.
Thank you. And I would like to repeat once again, 1 minute to arrive. And we also put it into the comments there, right? And I hear, besides having such kind of program, you also recommend that you reach out. Not only I have a problem, but you go there also, like you go to a gym, right? Regularly. And I think that's a very good point. You were also touching a little bit stereotypes. And now I would like to discuss about generations, right? And age difference. So some people might say if you are younger, then you are more stress resistant. Some people might also say when you are older, like me, you are more stress resistant because you have more experience. So whatever is true, question is more like, is there different impact in terms of mental health on different generations? And I'm asking that because also according to some McKinsey data, it says that in particular, Gen Z colleagues are more impacted. So Anna, what's your view on that? Can you share some ideas about that?
Absolutely. I think age and demographics bring a lot into the equation of mental health and well-being. Of course, there is no generation that is universally immune to mental health or well-being. But indeed, in this particular study that you referred to, the McKinsey study, it is clearly shown that Gen Z reported worsening and poor mental health. And they contributed it to a few factors. One of them is social media pressure, economic challenges and economic pressure, uncertainty, climate change anxiety, but also academic and career expectations. I think Gen Z is reaching the adolescents in a very challenging and turbulent times. And definitely they are very much exposed to the hardship of today's. But other generation also have their own kind of diseases and stress factors and circumstances for other generations might be different. Let's take older generation, millennials or Gen Xers. They have their own struggles, right? For instance, financial uncertainty, going into retirement, not being needed anymore in the society. These are the circumstances and stressors that also impact that. And I think we have to look at the problem more universally and look into all generation when we approach mental health and well-being at workplace, also as a society. And also important topic is how each of these generations perceive mental health stigma, right? Because it's going to vastly impact if they're going to reach out for help and in what ways. So as an employer, we definitely need to tailor programs that will broadly touch upon aspects and stress and stressors across different generations. I think this is what we are doing as Telecom here in Slovakia and in other locations. We are trying to support and actively address different stressors and different circumstances that our population faces.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you. That brings us now to the end of the session. We have been talking about mental health, in particular about the workplace as a major contributor and proactive mitigations. It was an insightful discussion. If you are eager to learn more, join us for part two. I would like to thank Anna and Richard for joining us and sharing all these valuable insights. I see you again in part two. Thank you very much. Stay safe, stay healthy. Goodbye.